It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad, and I'm joined again by NIU political scientist Matt Streb for part three of our series, Analyzing Contested Congressional Primaries. Matt and I talked about the 16th and 14th district primaries, and you can hear those discussions at WNIJ.org. Today, we turn to the Democrats running in the 17th congressional district, which is represented by freshman Republican Bobby Schilling. He's unopposed in the primary. The Democrats vying for their party's nomination are Greg Aguilar, an official at Augustana College, East Moline Alderwoman Sherry Bustos, and Freeport Mayor George Galbraith. Matt, the 17th has traditionally leaned Democratic, partly because of the number of union members in Rock Island County. But now the district includes Freeport and parts of Rockford. How does this new map affect the composition of voters?
Not only was this a Democratic district back in 2010 that Bobby Schilling pulled an upset in, but it's become even more Democratic with the redraw. It's about 60% Democratic. And so this is really an area here. If you look nationally, Bobby Schilling's on kind of those lists of really vulnerable Republicans. And I think this is an area where the Democrats really believe they can pick up a seat.
Well, let's talk about the Democrats. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses?
Sherry Bustos really is in a good position right now. You know, she has a lot of money. And she's not in the $1 million range, but she's certainly got a heck of a lot more money than Galbraith or Aguilar has. And she also has the support of the Democratic Party establishment. Her father was chief of staff for Paul Simon. She's received Sheila Simon's endorsement. She's received Dick Durbin's endorsement. So, she has really positioned herself, I think, very well here to come out of this Democratic primary.
Still, there's a lot of real estate that they have to cover. Freeport Mayor George Galbraith has to introduce himself to voters in Rock Island and Moline. Mm-hmm. Greg Aguilar and Sherry Bustos were practically strangers in Freeport and Rockford. So TV ads are going to be important. Who's running the most ads right now?
Galbraith and Aguilar don't have the money to run the TV ads. But we've talked about George Galbraith before, Dan, and that was he ran against Don Manzullo in 2010 for the 16th district. I've talked about there aren't a lot of differences between these candidates. Galbraith is actually somebody who there are some differences, not maybe huge differences, but Galbraith has come out and said, look, I don't think we should be cutting defense spending, right? I mean, so there's an issue that maybe he goes against his party on. But again, I think with the amount of money and the fact that Bustos has the establishment behind her, it's going to be difficult for somebody like Galbraith or Aguilar, who's virtually unknown, especially in the Rockford area.
Well, Matt, we talked about how this district has traditionally leaned Democratic. Now it's more Democratic, as you said. Is this a case where whoever wins the primary has a really good chance of beating the incumbent, Bobby Schilling?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying that it will happen, but that's certainly the Democratic plan. That's why they drew this district the way they did, because they thought Schilling is somebody who we can pick off. He is vulnerable. He's a freshman. He won kind of a surprising victory in 2010. Bobby Schilling has a heck of a fight ahead of him in November.
I'm trying to take the National Republican Party's perspective here on this particular race, the 17th. Is this a case where they just write off Bobby Schilling?
He has a lot of money. I mean, it's not like he's not well-funded. The problem you're going to have, though, that Schilling might run into is at some point, it doesn't seem this way, but believe it or not, resources are finite. The Republican Party can only put so much money in so many different places. But I really think this is going to be a fascinating race come November. I think this is going to be one of the ones that we're really keeping a close eye on, not only here in Illinois, but nationally.
Matt Streb chairs the NIU Political Science Department. Matt, thanks very much, and we look forward to your expertise on election night, March 20th.
It's always fun, Dan. Thanks a lot.